Over Britain.
At breakfast.
BBC Somerset.
We've always made a lot of cider in Somerset, and we're making an increasing amount of beer too. More than 10 new breweries have opened over the last 14 years, more than double the number there were at the turn of the century. A lot of those breweries have now got together to form the Somerset Brewers Association, or SOBER for short. See what they've done there? One of the county's older breweries is doing so well. It's spending £750,000 moving into bigger premises. Jonathan Price is the managing director of Exmoor Ales in Wiveliscombe.
Although the beer market has been in decline for many years, the category of beers that we're in, cask ales, are in quite considerable increase. So they're increasing at 5 or 10% a year. So we are in the right place at the right time in that respect. It's also the fact that Exmoor Ales appears to have a very good reputation for its beer and for its brand. And we're finding that we have opportunities not just locally but also around the country.
Ian Pearson is from one of Somerset's smallest breweries, Stowey Brewery in Nether Stowey, and one of the founding members of the Somerset Brewers Association. Ian, morning.
Morning, Emma. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Why do you think there are now so many breweries in the county?
There's an appetite, I think, for local produce. There's certainly an appetite for different beers and craft beers. And I think that people are looking for something very slightly different.
Do you know how many different beers are now brewed here in Somerset?
Well, we there's a huge number of beers produced. We at the Stowey Brewery produce a number of esoteric beers. So we're producing a Japanese-style lager at the moment and a New Zealand-style pale. And we've just produced an 18th-century-style porter for the Coleridge Cottage. There are a large number of different types of beers being produced. And us smaller brewers have the opportunity to make those sort of beers.
What does an 18th century type of beer taste like?
Well, it actually doesn't taste like an 18th century type of beer. If you were drinking beer in Coleridge's time in 1797, it would have been pretty sour, it would have been very, very smoky, and it would have bits in it. And our beer wasn't like that.
Oh, good, I'm just checking. So the Somerset Brewers Association, or SOBER as it's known, which I love that acronym.
It took us about 15 seconds
I bet it did. Why was it set up? Did you just realise that there were so many of you doing this here in the county?
Well, we've got 23 breweries now in Somerset, and we are part of an EU project to team up with other food and drink producers around Europe, and they're known as the Two Seas Project. That's the English Channel and the North Sea, and we've teamed up with some Flemish brewers as part of the Fish and Chips Project. And in January this year, seven brewers went over to Flanders to see how they make beer over there, and they make a lot of Gers and Lambic beers traditionally over there. And we were on Eurostar, and we all said we must work together. And thereafter, we all got together, a small group of us got together, particularly Sally Campbell from SomersetFood.org and Paul from Glastonbury Ales and myself, and we said, right, let's form the association.
Are you trying to rival Somerset's reputation for cider production, Ian?
We're not. Somerset is a county of cider and cheese. Having said that, I was at the Cricketer Farm in Nether Stowey's Cider and Cheese Festival this weekend.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of synergy between us small brewers and, of course, those small cider producers.
Without a doubt. Do you think the number of breweries and the amount of beer being produced will keep on growing, or has demand reached its peak?
I think that beer in general may well be in decline, but real ale and craft ales are in the ascendance at the moment. People are looking for things that or products that are different, and they want that choice. And if us small brewers and the large brewers like Exmoor can produce beers that people particularly want, which are of high quality and locally produced, they will sell.
Do you ever make a beer and have to, like, ditch it because it was rank?
Very occasionally, that does happen. For us very, very small brewers, it tends to happen in the summer because it's quite difficult to make beer in the summer. And beer has always been a product that you tended to make in the autumn and winter and the spring. But yes, in the summer it's more difficult for us small brewers without refrigeration to make beer.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Ian. Thank you very much. Big up the small breweries. That's Ian Pearson from Stowey Brewery in Nether Stowey. He's one of the founding members of the Somerset Brewers Association. So it seems that we are more than double the number of breweries that we've got since the year 2000. And all of those breweries, or a lot of them, have now got together to form this association, the Somerset Brewers Association, or, as it's known, SOBER.